call to order the October 8th, 2024 City Council Business Meeting. Clerk Clark, would you call the roll, please?
Councilmember O'Rear.
Here.
Councilmember Root.
Here.
Councilmember Williams.
Here.
Councilmember Roche.
Here.
Councilmember Pinkerton.
Here.
Councilmember Hutchings.
Here.
Mayor Schumaker.
Here. Please rise as you are able and join in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item four, I will read a proclamation for Red Ribbon Week, and I want to point out, if you would please rise, we have from the Upstate Young Marines, Staff Sergeant Leighton Wright, who is with us this evening, and I appreciate her efforts to remind that I needed to do this proclamation. I need that reminder every year. So thank you very much, and at this time I'll read the proclamation. Whereas communities across America have been plagued by the numerous problems associated with illicit drug use and those that traffic in them, and whereas there is hope in winning the war on drugs, and that hope lies in education and drug demand reduction, coupled with the hard work and determination of organizations such as the Young Marines of the Marine Corps League to foster a healthy drug-free lifestyle, and whereas governments and community leaders know that citizen support is one of the most effective tools in the effort to reduce the use of illicit drugs in our communities, and whereas the Red Ribbon has been chosen as a symbol commemorating the work of Enrique Kiki Camarena, a Drug Enforcement Administration agent who was murdered in the line of duty, and represents the belief that one person can make a difference, and whereas the Red Ribbon campaign was established by Congress in 1988 to encourage a drug-free lifestyle and involvement in drug prevention and reduction efforts, and whereas October 23rd through 31st has been designated National Red Ribbon Week, which encourages Americans to wear a red ribbon to show their support for a drug-free environment. Now, therefore, I, Paul Schumaker, Mayor of the City of Simpsonville, do hereby proclaim the week of October 23rd through the 31st as Red Ribbon Week in the City of Simpsonville, and urge all citizens to join in this special observance. Thank you, Staff Sergeant.
Mayor, they want to present something to you all.
Oh, okay. Do you have a presentation?
Yes, sir. Can I approach, or
please?
What we want to do is, I'm sorry, Major Roberts, the unit commander for the Upstate Young Majors.
Nice,
we want to make sure that we give each council member a red ribbon, sir, along with a card on Enrique.
Okay.
And also a card with my information.
Okay.
Would you like for me to give?
Yes, if you would, please pass those out.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Definitely thank you all for the support.
Thank you, Major, and thank you for what you do with our youngsters. It's very much appreciated. Each member of council has received a copy of the minutes from our September 10th business meeting. Are there any corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, the minutes will stand approved as written. Item six is citizen comments. We've had one person sign up to speak tonight, Terry Lane. Terry, if you will come to the microphone, we have a 3-minute time limit on our speaking. We use a timer system. The light will turn green once you start speaking. Before you start, I'm gonna have you say your name and address, and then the timer will start, the light will turn green. When you have 30 seconds remaining, there will be a tone and it will turn yellow. When your time is up, there'll be a double tone and the light will turn red. Just wrap up your comments as quickly as possible. We're not going to cut off your microphone. So, Mr. Lang, go ahead and state your name and address and start whenever you're ready.
Terry Lang, 501 Concord Drive here in Simpson.
Point of order. Can my turn on?
Yes, can you push the button there on that? And now state your name and address.
Thank Terry Lang, 501 Kingsmore Drive here in Simpsonville. Good evening, folks. About a year ago or so, we were here with another group of folks from, I forgot the name here.
The tribe.
Main idea is to advocate for our special needs families, mostly our kids. We were here to talk about the park and making sure that as the new park was put in and put together, that it was more accessible for some of our more challenged children, walkers, wheelchairs, things like that. The reception we received was fantastic, and we appreciate that from you guys. Today, we're here again to see about dedicating benches, maybe, or some other thing to either children or other special needs family members that we have lost. That's really kind of what it comes down to in light of recent events that have happened. Whether it's the city can donate the benches that I'm sure are already essentially paid for and possibly installed, and we put a plaque or we find a way to get it engraved. However you guys can help us with that would be phenomenal. A lot of these kids have been let down by the greater county. They've been let down by the school system. Any of the people that fight for them are the parents and the advocates. It'd be nice to have somebody in the government stand with us and show the kids that they're really cared for and supported. I know we have other programs over like the Veterans Park where you can get a brick and things like that. We kind of really like to move this into a place that is more usable for them and that we've already seen strides were made to make it accessible to them and somewhere that the parents can go and feel that somebody is caring about them other than just the other parents that sit with them every day. And I think that's going to wrap it up for today. Thank you, folks.
All right, thank you. Item 7A, Selection Committee Recommendation for Insurance Brokerage. Diana Gracely, our city administrator, was unable to be here with us this evening, so she asked me to introduce this item. This item was advanced from the last committee as a whole, and as was discussed by Administrator Gracely, a request for proposal was put out for an insurance brokerage contract for our city employees' healthcare coverage. The submittals received were reviewed by a selection committee consisting of Administrator Gracely, Clerk Clark, who is also our HR manager, council members Roche and O'Rear, and myself. The submittals were reviewed by this committee, and we came up with a recommendation to enter into a contract with McGriff Insurance Services to be the new broker. Nothing has changed since committee of the whole. A motion is in order. Councilmember Roche.
Mayor, I move that council approve the selection committee recommendation for insurance brokerage.
I have a motion from Councilmember Roche with a second from Councilmember Hutchings. Discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
All opposed signify by saying no. That motion carries by a vote of 7-0. That concludes all of our businesses on the agenda this evening. If there are no objections, we will stand adjourned.